In my 5 years as priest here, Lewis would occasionally bring Patricia to church, usually to the 5 p.m. Saturday service, but sometimes to 10 a.m. Sunday. They usually sat in the second or third row on that side over there, kind of like right now. Patricia really liked to participate. In fact, during the parts of the service that were supposed to be just the priest intoning the prayers, I could hear her voice following along out loud, and never quite at the same pace I was taking. Well, this was disconcerting at first. I could also hear Lewis trying to shush her, which would work for about 30 seconds, until she started up again. When we began meeting in the courtyard on Saturdays in the first months of post-lockdown in-person worship, they often sat about 10 feet away from me. But you know, after a while, I grew to like her reading along. I sort of felt accompanied, and I sensed her longing to take part in things, even if she did sometimes also say out loud the instructional bits, like the people stand or kneel, or the celebrant continues. It was sweet. And so was Patricia. And so is Lewis. At one courtyard Saturday service, when they showed up, Patricia walked right over to where another parishioner, Stephen Wells, was sitting and planted a big old kiss on his cheek, which, if memory serves, made him blush like a schoolgirl. Lewis told us later that she never did that. He was a surprise to Stephen. Whether Patricia was feeling especially frisky that day or whether Stephen was looking particularly dashing, it was a sweet gesture. And whenever Patricia received communion, rather than responding amen when I said the body of Christ, the bread of heaven, and placed the wafer in her hand, she would say, thank you. Which, if you think about it, is almost the same thing as amen, expressing as it does a gratitude for a gift received. At the risk of sounding patronizing, may I suggest that Patricia left us a few lessons on how to live, even within the diminished constraints of her Alzheimer's? Namely, be grateful, be sweet, and try to participate. Now, I call your attention to the photo on the inside back cover of your bulletin. It is her passport photo, and the only example in the history of passport photos where the subject looks great. She has a look of confidence about her, like she could take on the world. It's in the arch of the eyebrow, the steady gaze. Lewis once told me a story whose details I will flub if I try to recollect them. So suffice to say that Patricia practiced law, and there was suddenly some sort of brief that she had to file that made her have to stay in a hotel room in San Francisco all weekend long to finish writing it. And it turned out brilliant, and her side won. And her tenacity and her intelligence were once more put to good use. One question I would like to ask God, if ever allowed: why Alzheimer's? It is a cruel way to lose a loved one, by steady increments, even as they sit there before your very eyes. The singer Glen Campbell had it. The last song he recorded, I'm Not Gonna Miss You, details his feelings about it. Some lyrics. I'm still here, but yet I'm gone. I don't play guitar or sing my songs. I'm never going to know what you go through, all the things I say or do, all the hurt and all the pain. One thing selfishly remains. I'm not going to miss you. Why Alzheimer's? It is not enough of an answer from God to hear, oh, it was so that Lewis could manifest his commitment, loyalty, and love for Patricia. It was so that others could be inspired by his dedication and commit more to their loved ones. It was so that we might hold these two closer to our hearts through their difficult years. While Lewis did manifest his love, we have been awed and hopefully inspired to do likewise. And we gather here this day because we did and do hold them close to our hearts. But no. Despite these lessons learned, it would still be too brutal a thing, this Alzheimer's. Ultimately, though, it is useless to fixate on the why of God's actions or inactions, to demand divine meddling or leaving be. Where the learning lies and the moral of the story is that love is stronger than anything that can be thrown at it. And you, dear Lewis, exemplified that powerfully. In your own quiet way, over more than 20 years of Patricia's struggle, you were a warrior. Your love for Patricia, your devotion to her, gave her a quality of life that so few people in her circumstances get to have. She may not have understood it, but we did. And those nurses at her care facility did, as they saw you walk through those doors to visit her regularly while others there languished forgotten. It was too high a price to pay when your life could have and should have been otherwise. Yet you did not flag. You fashioned a life for the both of you as best you could. And so this day, we celebrate the life of Patricia Pensworth, all that was and all that wasn't, her spiritedness and her sweetness. And we honor the redemptive love of Lewis Pollard, his devotion and sacrifice in sickness and in health, till death do us part. May we have such loving strength when called on to do the impossible in our lives. Roger, could you hold up that red Book of Common Prayer that's right there? My prop. This red Book of Common Prayer that we use up here every Sunday was Patricia's. Thank you. Lewis gave it to us in October 2020 during early COVID times, along with a note that I would like to read a part of. He said, "Since Patricia is no longer able to use this book, which she bought for herself, I have been using it during the morning prayer online service, but now I want it to be used in the St. Luke's sanctuary and the open air worship. If Patricia could understand the situation in the church at this time and that she has lost the ability to use this book, I think she would give it herself. And so we will continue to use it every week now in her memory. I have noticed that when people are dying, they often leave behind inadvertent little gifts for their loved ones. They'll say something profound near the end, or funny, or they look at you intently one day from out of their coma, and it stays with you after they've gone. Maybe one such gift from Patricia is how she sang that hymn that we just sang, "I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light," in her final Sunday. As Lewis notes in the bulletin, during her last Sunday service online, she was at home, Patricia was quiet while attentive, and during this hymn sang all three verses to her own jumble of words. It obviously touched something in her spirit. Now, the last verse of that hymn once more goes like this: "I'm looking for the coming of Christ. I want to be with Jesus. When we have run with patience the race, we shall know the joy of Jesus. In him there is no darkness at all. The night and the day are both alike. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. Shine in my heart, Lord Jesus." Now, I can't prove that the following will be true, but I don't care. on the day when Lewis sings that last verse in his heart. Patricia will welcome him home with heavenly arms open wide and remember everything. Their life together, travels and travails, but also everything he did for her for more than 20 years as if she'd been there every step of the way, because she was. And she'll say, thank you, and smile sweetly. And then they'll make out like two teenagers in the backseat of a Chevy. Because that's what happens in heaven when the hero finally gets the girl back, all of her.